1976. The temperature on this day, July 4th, is a hot 94 degrees. I keep a record of the weather in my journal every day. We are wearing heavy suits and wigs. It makes it feel even hotter. As we sit in the Philadelphia State House, I can hear the trotting of horse hooves on the cobblestone streets outside. We are very nervous and anxious as we declare our freedom from Great Britain. My name is Thomas Jefferson. I'm a Virginian. I grew up in Shadwell, Virginia. Many of the men joining me today to sign this historical document traveled here from all over the 13 colonies. Tensions have been building between us and Great Britain for the past few years. We are frustrated with the attempts by the king to raise our taxes. We met these taxes with heated protest. We had no representation on the parliament when these taxes were created. No taxation without representation. The British soldiers slaughtered our fellow men during the Boston Massacre. We showed them what we thought of their taxes when we threw their tea into the Boston Harbor. Today we change this rebellion of ours into a revolution. The American Revolution. For the past month, I have been writing the Declaration of Independence. Originally, the other delegates wanted Richard Henry Lee to write it. His wife fell ill, and I was asked to take his place. Although I lacked some confidence, I knew I needed to accomplish this great thing. We come today to sign this document in the Philadelphia State House, but I spent the better part of the month writing it at the Gaff House, located at the southwest corner of the market and the 7th Street. This document that we are signing today states these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. I wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, driving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and the organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." I believe this document will solidify my name and the names of those who sign it in history forever.